Chapter 1. Heidi's First Mountain Climb. On a bright June morning, two figures, one a tall girl and the other a child, could be seen climbing a narrow mountain path that winds up from the pretty village of Mayenfield to the lofty heights of the Alm Mountain. In spite of the hot June sun, the child was clothed as if to keep off the bitterest frost. She did not look more than 5 years old, but what her natural figure was like would be hard to say, for she had on, apparently, two dresses, one above the other, and over these a thick red woolen shawl. Her small feet were shod in thick, nailed mountain shoes. When the wayfarers came to the hamlet known as Dwarfley, which is situated halfway up the mountain, they met with greetings from all sides, for the elder girl was now in her old home. As they were leaving the village, a voice called out, "Wait a moment, Diet. If you are going on up the mountain, I will come along with you." The girl thus addressed stood still, and the child immediately let go her hand and seated herself on the ground. "Are you tired, Heidi?" asked her companion.
"No, I am hot,"
answered the child. "We shall soon get to the top now. You must walk bravely on a little longer and take good long steps, and in another hour we shall be there," said Diet. They were now joined by a stout, good-natured-looking woman, who walked on ahead with her old acquaintance.
"And where are you going with the child?"
asked the one who had just joined the party.
"I suppose it is the child your sister left?"
"Yes," answered Diet. "I am taking her up to Uncle, where she must stay."
"This child stay up there with Om Uncle? You must be out of your senses, Diet. How can you think of such a thing? The old man, however, will soon end you both packing off home again.
He cannot very well do that, seeing that he is her grandfather. He must do something for her. I have had the charge of the child till now. And I can tell you, Barbel, I am not going to give up the chance which has just fallen to me of getting a good place for her sake."
"That would be all very well if he were like other people," said Barbel.
"But you know what he is, and what can he do with a child, especially with one so young? The child cannot possibly live with him. But where are you thinking of going yourself?"
"To Frankfurt, where an extra good place awaits me," answered Diet.
"I am glad I am not the child," exclaimed Barbel.
"Not a creature knows anything about the old man up there. He will have nothing to do with anybody, and never sets his foot inside a church from one year's end to another. When he comes down once in a while, everybody clears out of his way. The mere sight of him with his bushy gray eyebrows and immense beard is alarming enough. All kinds of things are said about him. You, Diet, however, must certainly have learnt a good deal concerning him from your sister."
"Yes, but I am not going to repeat what I heard. Suppose it should come to his ears, I should get into no end of trouble about it."
Barbel put her arm through Diet's in a confidential sort of way and said, "Now, do just tell me what is wrong with the old man. Was he always shunned as he is now? And was he always so cross? I assure you I will hold my tongue if you will tell me."
"Very well, then, I will tell you. But just wait a moment," said Diet, looking around for Heidi, who had slipped away unnoticed.
"I see where she is," exclaimed Barbel. "Look over there." And she pointed to a spot far away from the footpath. "She is climbing up the slope yonder with Peter and his goats. But tell me about the old man. Did he ever have anything more than his two goats and his hut?"